Hey friends! So today we are going to continue our series on talking about our house. Michael's yawning over here. Get with it, man. Okay, so anyways, this is our part two. We already talked about the buying process. So if you didn't listen to that one, you can go back and hear how we decided to move to Richmond and how we went about buying our house. But today we're going to talk about starting our renovation.
Yay!
Michael's holding Niles and he just made him celebrate with us. Anyways. Hey friends, we are Michael and Laura, a husband and wife wedding and portrait photography team based in Richmond, Virginia.
Welcome to our audio blog. Please comment and let us know what you think and follow us on Instagram at Michael and Laura Photography.
Good job, man.
Thanks.
So we were already off to a really great start because my sister has a background in interior design and my dad is an architect. So my sister Kelly, who lives in Boston, we sent her a video of just like the tour of walking through the house initially. And she took that video and within like an hour, she had done a full like mock-up of what the house could look like. So it was like a true HGTV, like walkthrough, of, you know, where we should take down walls, where counters should go, and, even where furniture should be.
Yeah.
And she really like gave us a good visual of like the potential of what our house could be. And she actually started doing this, like offering this as a service. So I'll link her Instagram. If you have bought a house and you need help visualizing what it should look like, she's fantastic at it. So she was an enormous help. And then my dad, who's an architect, came over and he walked through and gave us more like realistic structural things that we should be looking at doing. So the big tip or suggestion that he gave us was to add a really small extension to the back of our house. We had a teeny little porch and he suggested framing it in because it already had the roof and it already had like the
foundation.
And so we ended up adding on to our kitchen by just framing that out.
Yeah. And if you know anything about us, we are very much DIY people. So doing as much of the work and much of the demo as possible is where we decided to go. So we found our contractor, David. He's great with Richmond Rebuilders.
Yep.
And he
recommended him to a ton of people.
Yeah, to two other people at least who we know are working with him. And he's great because he kind of lets you do as much that you want to do as possible and then, you know, works with you on the rest of it. So I highly recommend him. But so we decided to do as much demo as possible, and that started with the kitchen, where the addition would be.
Yeah, we totally gutted the kitchen. So we took down the wall separating the dining room and the kitchen, and then we gutted what was the pantry, which used to house the refrigerator, so it was like a big pantry. Mm-hmm. Just a weird layout. And then we gutted all of the walls.
Yeah.
So
yeah, so the walls are, because the house is from the 1930s, the walls are all plaster and lath, which is basically
a disaster.
A disaster, yeah. Real thick plastic and a bunch of wood behind it. So it takes twice as long to take down, and as much fun as we did have, the amount of dust and like debris that's built up from that was just unbelievable. We still get, you know, like debris in the air that I feel like is, or dust, not debris,
really?
But, you know, it's still like
it's so
settling,
dusty.
You know.
I know. It's been around. It took a long time and a lot of cleaning to get rid of it. Apparently, it's still not gone. Yeah, but we have a huge highlights on our Instagram if you're interested in seeing Michael smash some things.
And Laura smash some things.
We both smashed some things, but it is there if you want to see it.
Yeah.
So, and we filled, gosh, like two and a half bagsters, the like dumpsters that you can, the big like tarp dumpsters that you can buy from like Home Depot or Lowe's, which are super helpful if you don't know what they are and you're doing a renovation, get one of those.
Yeah.
But it was crazy, the amount of debris things that we were throwing away.
Right.
It's crazy. And we tried to save as much as we could. Like we saved the top layer of flooring, linoleum?
Laminate.
The laminate flooring we ended up replacing in the basement.
Mm-hmm.
We saved all of the old kitchen cabinets and put them in the shed for Michael to be able to use for all his tools and stuff.
Yeah.
So we actually saved a ton of the like debris. We saved like almost all of the lath to be able to do projects. We'll show you some of that stuff that we repurposed.
Mm-hmm.
But we tried to really not dispose of a lot, but it ended up being so
a
much.
A whole lot of plaster.
Because
really.
Of the plaster. And it's insanely heavy.
Yeah.
It's so crazy. Yeah. But anyways.
Yeah, so, and then where the pantry was, we put in a small half bathroom, which I think was the biggest decision. Because not having to go upstairs or downstairs to the basement toilet, which is not in great
yeah.
condition, is a deep, is massive.
Yeah, it's crazy how many Richmond houses that we toured didn't have a bathroom on the main floor.
Yeah.
So putting in a half bath was huge.
Yeah.
And Kelly helped us figure out like how it was not awkward to have a bathroom
really?
Right in your kitchen, essentially, because of where that pantry was. We ended up doing like a little wall to kind of separate those spaces, which I think worked out really well too.
Yeah. And then right next to that, we also took down, there was a wall that was dividing the living room and the kitchen on the back side of the house.
Oh, yeah.
So
mm-hmm.
we took that down and kind of added the archway to kind of match the rest of the house. Cause you'll see in the pictures, a lot of our walkways, like into different rooms on the first floor, all have archways.
Yeah. And so that really opened up like the flow of the house.
Now you can run in circles. So with Tusker, he loves it, you know,
circles the house.
That's right.
It does. It makes it really nice. And you can kind of, it's not a huge open floor plan, but it is nice that you can kind of see into the living room now from the kitchen,
yeah.
which is great. Yeah. So then we also, did all new ceilings in our whole first floor, which was huge. Michael was dead set on having can light, like as many can lights as possible.
Oh, they're awesome. They're
which we now have in all of our downstairs. And because of the plaster, it was just like impossible to do. So they ended up just sheetrocking the whole downstairs, which actually made it look like a brand new house.
Yeah.
Because of the like, you know, just character, we called it, that showed up on the ceiling. It's all new and flat now, which
yeah.
was a really good decision.
Yeah.
We lost like what, a quarter inch
yeah,
of ceiling height?
A quarter and a half inch, yeah.
But we had pretty good ceilings in the first place. So I think that was a really good idea.
Yeah. And then, with the rest of the kitchen, we also got new cabinets and counters, all that kind of stuff that you would with the renovation. We get a couple custom made. Again, Kelly helped with this because the way our kitchen was kind of laid out where there were different depths on the walls
yeah.
because of the back addition, you know, it just was helpful to have someone like her to walk us through.
Yeah, she suggested, and we kind of went with these like extra deep countertops in the rest of the house from the addition so that it was all like flushed together, and it's awesome. We have so much counter space. It's fantastic.
Yeah. And then right next to the back door, we have one of my favorite pieces, which is the pantry, which is not a walk-in pantry like traditional, but these giant drawers that I feel like are pretty common in modern houses now.
Yeah.
That you can fit like all the things. Like we had I think we had size-wise a bigger pantry in our last house, but could fit less than what this.
I think that's so true because of the drawers.
Yeah.
We'll show some
yeah.
pictures.
But they're amazing.
Yeah. And then we also, I think my favorite part of the kitchen is that we chose to keep some of the exposed brick from the original exterior of the house. So we have like a little column of brick that goes through our house, which just is like a sweet little nod to
yeah.
what the house used to be.
Yeah. And then the last space in the downstairs that we worked on was the our office, which is the sunroom that was already closed in. It was carpeted and it was smelly.
Yeah. And well, Michael didn't think it was smelly. And I kept telling him, I was like, dude, there is an odor in this room. Like I can't, if this were going to be working, like we've got to rip up the carpet. And he kept being like, no, we are redoing every room in the downstairs.
Yeah.
Like, let this be the one room where we just paint it and we're done. And so one day I walked into the office and I was like, I just want to. I ripped up part of the carpet. I just kind of went for it. And there was a puddle of water.
Mm.
Some water had been leaking in through the siding. So my dad helped us fix and correct like the outside of the house where it was leaking in. We ripped up all of the nasty, smelly carpet. And then we tiled it on our own,
yeah.
Which
was
a good idea.
Was a great idea.
Thank you, Michael.
We painted it. And if you're looking for a paint color, Canyon Wind from Behr at Home Depot.
Yep.
We actually just had someone ask us from the photos that they had seen of our house about what color it was because they liked
a
it.
A lot
so much.
Of people have asked
yeah.
us about our house
it's
color.
It's awesome.
It's like the perfect gray. We
yeah.
went through a ton of different grays. Canyon Wind, it's gorgeous.
Gosh.
And then the we actually did one more thing. We like whitewashed whitewashed our fireplace, which I also loved. It was a like real red brick, and the rest of our house became so nice and light that we decided to whitewash it. And I think that that was a really good idea too. It was so simple and easy to do, and I think made a big difference.
Yeah. And at the same time, we also bought tile to retile the floor where the brick is, or where the fireplace is. But that's been sitting in our closet, so
we'll get to that soon.
So keep an eye on those Insta stories.
Yeah, we will be sure to Insta story it. You know we love a project,
yeah.
So we'll share that too.
Yeah.
If you have any questions about the downstairs, people we used, or recommendations, let us know.
Yeah.
And we will get to the upstairs in a later blog.
Woo!